setting boundaries without pushing people away. In today's fast-paced world, where demands on our time, energy, and emotions seem endless, learning to set boundaries is essential for maintaining your well-being and fostering healthy relationships. But there's a common misconception that establishing boundaries will alienate others or make you seem unapproachable. The truth is, when done right, setting boundaries without pushing people away strengthens connections, builds respect, and attracts those who truly value you. This comprehensive guide explores the art of boundary setting, backed by psychological insights and practical strategies to help you communicate your needs clearly and compassionately. Boundaries are the invisible lines that define what is acceptable in your interactions with others. They protect your mental health, prevent burnout, and allow you to show up as your best self. Far from being walls that isolate, healthy boundaries act as doors inviting in those who respect your limits while gently closing out toxicity. Whether in personal relationships, family dynamics, or professional settings, mastering this skill transforms how others perceive and treat you. The psychology of setting boundaries. Understanding the psychological foundation of boundaries is key to implementing them effectively. Research shows that clear personal boundaries contribute to better mental health by reducing stress and enhancing self-esteem. For instance, experts explain that setting healthy boundaries in relationships helps strengthen ties rather than weaken them, as it fosters mutual respect and prevents resentment buildup. From a psychological perspective, boundaries are rooted in self-awareness and assertiveness. When you fail to set them, you risk emotional exhaustion and codependency. Conversely, those who prioritize their limits experience greater life satisfaction. Studies highlight how healthy boundaries promote positive relationships, allowing individuals to assert needs without guilt. This balance is crucial because humans are wired for connection, but only sustainable ones that honor personal space. One common fear is that boundaries signal selfishness. However, psychology debunks this. True self-care enables you to give more authentically. Without boundaries, relationships become one-sided, leading to frustration. By framing boundaries as acts of love for yourself and others, you reframe the narrative from rejection to invitation for healthier dynamics. Why boundaries attract rather than repel? Many worry that saying no will push loved ones away, but the opposite occurs. Healthy boundaries filter out mismatched relationships, drawing in people who respect your authenticity. Consider this: when you tolerate overstepping, you teach others it's okay. Clear limits communicate self-respect, which is magnetic. In professional contexts, leaders who set boundaries are viewed as confident and reliable, not distant. This principle applies universally. Boundaries don't push genuine people away, they eliminate those who drain you. As you'll see in real-world applications, this approach builds deeper, more resilient connections. Types of boundaries and when to use them. Boundaries come in various forms: emotional, physical, time, energy, and material. Emotional boundaries protect your feelings, like declining to engage in draining conversations. Physical ones safeguard your space, such as requesting personal distance. Time boundaries ensure you allocate hours wisely, vital in our always-on culture. Identifying your boundaries starts with reflection. Ask, what drains me? What energizes me? Resources like those from Mayo Clinic on setting boundaries for well-being emphasize starting small to build confidence. Tailor them to contexts: stricter at work, more flexible with close family to avoid rigidity. Setting boundaries in personal relationships. Romantic partnerships thrive on mutual boundaries. Communicate early: I need evenings to recharge alone sometimes. This prevents buildup of unspoken resentments. In friendships, it's okay to say, I can't chat daily, let's catch up weekly. Such clarity honors both parties. Family dynamics often challenge boundary setters, especially with enmeshed relatives. Use I statements: I feel overwhelmed when discussions turn critical, I'd prefer focusing on positives. Guidance on personal boundaries and how to set them stresses consistency and kindness to maintain harmony. Children and parenting require modeling boundaries too. Teach kids by example: mommy needs 30 minutes alone after work. This instills respect and emotional intelligence from young ages. Boundaries in the workplace, protecting productivity. Workplace boundaries prevent burnout amid rising demands. Define your availability: no emails after 7 p.m. Delegate tasks firmly: I'm focusing on high-priority projects this week. Leaders benefit immensely, as setting boundaries at work boosts well-being and team performance. Handle difficult colleagues by addressing issues directly: I appreciate your input, but I need uninterrupted focus during deep work hours. Books and blogs like Tips for Setting Boundaries at Work offer scripts for confrontations without conflict. Remote work amplifies needs for digital boundaries. Log off visibly, communicate expectations. This not only safeguards your time but models healthy behavior for your team. Mastering the art of communicating boundaries. Effective communication is the linchpin. Use the Dear Man technique, describe, express, assert, reinforce, mindful, appear confident, negotiate. Practice in low-stakes scenarios first. Timing matters. Choose calm moments, not mid-conflict. Counselors recommend strategies for communicating boundaries thoughtfully, considering if actions suffice over words. Anticipate pushback. People who respect you will adapt, others self-select out. Follow through consistently to establish credibility. Overcoming common challenges and objections. Guilt is the biggest hurdle. Counter it by remembering, no boundaries mean no self. Practice self-compassion. For manipulators using guilt, reiterate calmly. In cultures valuing collectivism, frame boundaries as enhancing group harmony. Stanford resources on the importance of boundaries highlight reflection before assertion. If boundaries are crossed repeatedly, reassess the relationship. Healthy ones evolve with open dialogue. Practical steps and exercises to build boundary skills. 1. Journal your limits daily. 2. Role play conversations with a trusted friend. 3. Use apps for time blocking. 4. Visualize success post-boundary. Insights from UC Davis on boundaries for mental health underscore proactive practice. Track progress weekly to celebrate wins. Advanced, set stretch boundaries gradually, like negotiating workload reductions. The long-term benefits, stronger relationships and self. Over time, adept boundary setters report higher fulfillment, better health, and thriving careers. Relationships deepen as authenticity flourishes. Leadership amplifies confident boundaries inspire teams. Envision a life where energy abounds, connections nourish, and respect is default. That's the promise of boundaries done right. Conclusion. Setting boundaries without pushing people away isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, communicate kindly, stay consistent. You'll discover that true connections withstand and even welcome your authentic self. Embrace this empowering practice today for a balanced, vibrant tomorrow.